Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by the Hot Lift Eat podcast. I'm Carter in the Homestead HQ. We're in the shop with the good homies. We're here with Forrest.
What's up, everybody?
And we're here with Will Boone.
What's good, folks?
And the one and only Cole Reed, the greatest podcast producer in the world.
Hey everybody.
All right, so we're out here in the shop. Life is good. We got a couple brewskis and got some rain on the tin roof. Met up today for the Southeast Region Pint Night.
Pint Night.
Yeah, pint afternoon. Because I'm an old man and I like to go to bed early. Southeast Region Pint Night. And all the good homies came in from all across the Southeast today, which is pretty sweet. So meeting some of these guys for the first time. And now we're recording a little Tuesday Tips for you. Little light on the tips, but thought it might be a good opportunity to talk about the team. Talk about what the team has meant to a lot of us here and talk about some new HLE stuff we got coming down the pipeline here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I know, especially with we have the Great American Outdoors show happening on in PA. We got a lot of new members. I think it's incredibly important for us to kind of discuss, like, at least what HLE means for us and for some of us who've been around for a minute, like, how much it's impacted us and kind of what we've gotten out of it. So having this conversation is important, not just for new members and everyone who are just joining us or maybe new listeners who aren't members, but maybe interested or enjoy the content, but as well as I would say some of the Yogis, guys who've been here for a while. It's nice to kind of reaffirm where we're at, what we're looking for, and kind of our goals for the organization. And we're trying to get out of here and build, right?
Yeah, couldn't have said that better myself, man. And it's kind of like, it's cool. Every time we do this, every time we have an in-person event with HLE and you get guys together who have never met for the first time, we're sitting here in my shop and I never met Will, never met Forrest in person. And here we are, spent the afternoon here on my little almost farm together after hanging out at the brewery. And it's like we've been friends for 10 years, like we've been talking about before we mash record. And I think that's the biggest plus about being on the team. I mean, dude, where else can you do that? You know what I mean? Like you're here on the couch, everybody's hanging out together and like you're back with the boys. Like Will, you were saying like, oh, like early on listening to the podcast, like, oh, these are my people. You know what I mean? Before you joined the team and you joined recently in December, right?
Yeah. I think I'm like 6-8 weeks in, something like that. You know, I've got good friends where I live, but this is a different kind of tribe, right? It's, we all like to hunt, we all like to lift, we all like to eat, but it's like you were saying, you know, we have met for the first time today in person, but I feel like I've known everybody for, I don't know, 10, 12 years. It's been great. I won't lie, I was a little nervous on the drive up here, but seeing everybody in person the first time, and it wasn't a handshake, it was a hug, man, and it's something special.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's good perspective, and kudos to you guys for driving all the way down from the great state of Tennessee. You drove 5 hours to come drink a beer at 1 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Well, yeah. It should have been about 4, but we may have gone to
I got directions, but
you know, it happens.
Yeah, no, it's been wild because this is like my fourth time actually interacting with HLE members, but.
In person.
In person, yes, for sure. But one thing that I can say has kind of been the standard for every single meeting is, regardless of if I've ever met that person in person, it was always like I walked up and it felt like I bumped into a friend I haven't seen in a long time. Like an example of this, right? I got to hang out with Chad Strickland. He's a Southeast regional lead. And I never met him in person, rolled up to his house, pulled up, got out of my truck, and he walked up, dabbed me up with a hug, said, "Hey, grab your arrows. We're shooting our target right now. Let's get your bow dialed in so you can hunt my property out back." Right? It's really kind of a family dynamic, and going from the military, kind of working through the process of transitioning out. Like it is really a community that you're kind of, at least coming with a military background, leaving that you're searching for that kind of community where you can kind of depend on people with like-minded individuals. And I feel like that's kind of what we've kind of cultivated here with Hunt Left Eat for sure.
Yeah, I will say one of the things that kind of caught me was the accountability aspect, not just in the gym or the kitchen or the hunting aspect, but like the, what drew me in was that, was the big money posers episode, right? I mean, hunting is not the, cheapest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it's something we all got to work on, but you know, I mean, like I said, accountability, and this tribe is something that I've looked for a long time, and it's good to find some folks like this.
Yeah, I think it's also pretty interesting because like everyone like hops onto YouTube and watches like hunting clips and stuff, and then, like every single hunting clip, it's just the action shots, right? Of just, hey, get in the woods, dropping a massive 200-inch Booner whitetail deer, and it's all the glory, right? But it doesn't talk about kind of the community, right? Like the moments spent around like a fire, right, with your boys post or pre-hunt, where you're just having a couple cold ones, just talking about life, catching up with each other if you haven't seen each other since last season, right? And I feel like that's kind of what this group kind of creates in a sense, whether that's digitally in like kind of our chat rooms or just these in-person meetups, just like we have for this afternoon pint night, like meeting Cole and Carter for the first time, only talk to them online, but like I already feel like you guys are pretty much family at this point, just catching some bass out in the pond, having some beers, and just kind of talking through everything. It's been a real incredible experience for sure. And I'm really appreciative of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, growing up in Mississippi, I was blessed with private land and hunting clubs. Right. And it's like you were saying, it's after the hunt, you get around the fire, you kind of debrief the day, whatever it is. Now living in Nashville with public land, I'm kind of hunting by myself. But what drew me into HLE Hunt Lift Eat was you can do this, like you said, online through the group chat, through the platform, anything like that. It gives that hunting club aspect when you're, I guess, technically by yourself, but you really have all these guys to bring you up and to help everything. And it's been awesome. These 8 weeks that I've been here have been some of the best, man. And I really enjoy it.
I'm glad you mentioned the big money posers. I forgot about that episode, man. That was a good time in our lives back then. We that was when it was, the team was 11 dudes in a group chat, man. And we changed the name of that group chat on Signal to Big Money Posers. Somebody online, a hater, whatever you want to call them, called us Big Money Posers. But like, dude, this team is anything but that, man. If you want to go see five dudes go hunt elk and not kill a single elk, like, we're your kind of guys, you know?
The most financially unstable, okayest. Yeah. We are the most average group of individuals hunting.
Yeah. Well, like even talking about the financial aspect of it, something that Forrest and I talked about on the drive up here, and then when we had lunch last week, was like, he's going to try draw an elk tag out west. And sure, I may not be able to make it work financially, but he was like, dude, just come out there, like learn how to elk hunt. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
Right. So I can go out there with those guys and just kind of figure it out, learn, educate myself, and just become a better hunter all around.
Yeah. So how did you two get linked up? Did you get linked up through the team?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Nashville, Forrest is in Clarksville, and we've been obviously like interacting on the Signal chat and like on the platform or whatever and on Instagram, but he put something in the Southeast chat Friday?
Yep.
Said he was coming down to Bass Pro, had a gift card to spend, and wanted to get lunch. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Like, I'm down. So we met at out there at Opry Mills and had lunch. And I'm not gonna lie, like I was a little nervous. Like, I've never met this guy in real life, but like when we like I walked into the restaurant and it was like seeing an old friend, right? You know, I don't really know how to. You can't really explain it unless you've experienced it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just like, I mean, we talked hunting, we talked lifting, we talked eating, and then went to Bass Pro. My boy got an elk call. I got a couple turkey calls because I drew a quota hunt there in Middle Tennessee. And now a week later, I'm 4.5 hours outside of Nashville sitting in the shop and having a good time, man. It's awesome.
It is funny because like I knew I had to drive down to Nashville and I was like, yeah, I know we got a couple members in the area. Like, who wants to grab lunch? And Will's like, me. Like, what's up, dude? And yeah, I know your parents tell you don't talk with strangers from the internet, right? For shout out to my MySpace generation. But at the same time, like when this organization kind of cultivates this notion of community, and I knew that like, hey, I'm going to meet Will for some barbecue. Like, hey, I know I'm going to hang out with somebody, have a good, great, genuine conversation and make a friend out of it. Right. And that's exactly what happened. Being able to, like, he walked up instantly and we just started bullshitting, sat down, had a great lunch. And it was like I had known him for most of my life. Right. Like, that's, I think, what HLE draws is like-minded individuals. And it's, I think, what this as hunting kind of deals with all the challenges of modern society, right? With there's a lot of stuff going on, both like politically and ethically with hunting right now. As technology advances, I feel that we're starting to kind of pull away from the community aspect of hunting. And I think a lot of it falls onto like, hey, technology, instant gratification. And I feel like this organization is holding on to the good stuff, right? Like, I've always been told, chase the good stuff. And this is just an organization made up of the good stuff. And you can't put a price on that. If I could, I could bottle up and sell and I'd be the richest man on the planet, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're on the fence, just jump, man. Like,
come hang out with me.
Yeah, it's been, this has been one of the best things that's happened to me in a long time. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, early on in my teaching career, I got some really good advice from my boss. It said, invest in good people. Like, life's too short. You don't have time for nonsense, right? You don't have time for the drama. You don't have time for, and you really don't, right? It's not worth your time. It's an energy ripoff, right? So invest in good people. And, you know, longtime listeners have heard me talk about this team enough, and I won't bore them with reiterating how much I appreciate and value this organization and how much it's grown over the years. But why don't you two talk briefly about, you know, what got you to join and then maybe what you appreciate about it so much.
Yeah. So for me, like, living in Clarksville, Tennessee, I didn't have a whole lot going for me. And I was just scrolling through Instagram and I saw a targeted ad, for like one of the Mountain Fitness challenges that they were doing. And I had realized I'd seen the same targeted ad over and over and over again. I'm like, you know what? Like, why don't I just deep dive this a little bit? Give a little bit of my attention. I mean, you know how it is scrolling Instagram endlessly. So I found myself diving the website and then I saw a post. It was like, hey, like, we're accepting team member applications. And I was like, why the hell not? Right. And I just kind of sent it and went through. And then suddenly I'm like, hey, we're scheduling you an interview. Awesome. Cool. Who's interviewing me? Right. What is this? Right. But then, during my interview, like, I'm pretty sure I was interviewed by, Luke Cox, as you guys know, founder of HLE. And, I believe Garrett also interviewed me. Great mustache, by the way, Garrett, if you listen to this, I aspire to be you. But, and just the dialogue back and forth, I'm like, man, these are like some of the boys I grew up with. This is like, it feels like I'm talking to my brother up in northern Maine, getting ready for me to watch him chase some whitetail through the snow, right? And you can't put a price on that. And once I joined in the group, it was like, I remember entering the group chat for the first time and like, I had like 12 people hit me up like, hey, dude, welcome, dude. Super stoked to have you. What's up? Tell me about yourself. Like, hey, how's it going? Like, where are you from? Like, and I was just getting barraged with all this like, this welcoming, and it was something I wasn't expecting. And it really turned into like people hit me up, not just in the group chat, but members hit me up on the side, like, hey, Forrest, dude, like, what's up, man? Like, how's your day going? What's going on? You chasing whitetail this year? You going for turkey in the spring? What's up? And that kind of community, right? When a lot of my friends, because of the military, are dispersed all across the country, right? And not having that kind of community, you kind of feel a little bit lost. And to have just a bunch of total strangers hitting me up being like, hey, you having a beer tonight? Like, hey, let's talk turkey, right? Let's talk whitetail. Hey, I hear from you're from northern Maine. Let's talk ice fishing, right? And what that did for me was, at least it created a sense of belonging that really hit me at a time in my life when I really needed it. But Will, how'd you get involved? I know you're a more recent member. Let's hear your story.
Yeah, so I was it was probably, it was about a week before my 31st birthday. And I'd always week before my 31st birthday. I'd always grown up hunting and moving to Nashville, having this you know, it's like I said, blessed with private land my whole life. Moving into Nashville, it's more of the public land stuff. I was trying to figure it out. And the bug just kind of hit me again for the hunting aspect, right? But I also looked at myself and I was like, man, I have not been in the gym. I hadn't been eating right. Like, I'm not going to lie to the listeners. I've gained some weight in the past few years. But so I woke up and I just needed something to kind of keep me accountable and keep me there. And Hunt, Lift, Eat was that thing. So got into the podcast and got real deep in the podcast. I listened to like 30 episodes in like 4 or 5 days. Like, I was deep in it. And then I saw on Instagram that the team member application was open. So I was like, you know what? We're just going to go for it. So applied, did all that. Carter and Derek were actually my interviewees at the Winter Rendezvous Doe Camp. And when
we were on the Stump Whiskey.
Yeah, when they they answered the Zoom call and they were all kitted out in the camo and everything. And I was like, shit, these are my guys, man. And then now, you know, I'm on the Wattify, shout out Bobby. So yeah. They're keeping me accountable there.
Guy's an animal.
Yeah.
Trying to eat a little better, mostly a lot of deer. But yeah, I mean, it just goes back to, like, I was talking to these folks. I felt like, you know, kind of on the internet, it's like goes back to Carter and Luke being internet boyfriends. But now, I mean, shit, we're here in the shop and we've been here for, I don't know, 6-8 hours, whatever it is. And, like everybody's reiterated, man, it's felt like I've known y'all for a long, long time. And it's been awesome.
Yeah, man, it's the best. And like doing these, like for me, watching the transition from the beginning to what it is now from the team, right? When it started around that deer camp, right? Around that campfire when there were just Luke's core group of guys. And then I was fortunate enough to be brought into that. And then what it is now, we would have never met in life, right? I would have never met you, would have never met you, Will. And this team has allowed that to happen. And that's happening all over the country and all over even Canada. We're international, baby, right? And that's special, right? I think that's important. And like I said, like investing in good people is, that's the name of the game, especially now with like the busier you get, the older you get kind of thing. Like I got 2 kids and like got my wife. I got my priorities are different now than they were several years ago. And that's my focus. But being able to be around people who have goals and ambitions and passions is really important, because there's a lot of folks probably in y'all's lives as well, like friends, right? Guys in my friends group who were friends in college, fraternity brothers, team sports, whatever, maybe the military, things like that. And yeah, they're friends, but like maybe lost, maybe working jobs they hate, maybe don't have a hobby, maybe don't have a passion, and are not, there's no accountability, there's no pushing themselves, there's no trying to stay healthy for X, Y, and Z reason, right? And I think having people like that around you is really important. And I think people who join the team who are looking for that reason as well says a lot to their character. Looking for a reason, looking for the accountability, like you said, I think that says a lot. So,
well, you know, they say 76% of statistics are made up on the spot. But they also do say that
Abraham Lincoln said that.
Yes, he did. But you know, it goes back to, and again, I don't know the statistics, but they say that it's like, you are who you surround yourself with. Right. And this is a good group to surround yourself with. It's awesome.
You got any closing thoughts for us?
Only closing thoughts I have is this. I feel like this organization was kind of, I mean, it's the brainchild of an individual who's chasing that community. And not only that, but came up with this idea of balancing active duty Army as an officer, right? Like that's a lot on his plate, but had enough drive and dream to want to make this happen. I feel like the community we've cultivated has really created this strong kind of network of almost roots, right? And trying to blossom, trying to like bring it out into that tree, right? So I feel like if you're a like-minded individual, right, you like to get after it. You like to, you got those goals. You got those dreams you're chasing, right? The HLE is the type of individuals you're chasing, right? And I feel like I can't, this is one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I can't stress that enough. Like, if you feel lost, if you feel like you're looking for that meaning, like, HLE is it. And I can't stress that enough.
Will, you got anything?
Oh, man, just take the leap. If you're on the fence, take the leap.
Yeah. Team is open right now. Check out huntlifty.com if you want to join the team. Or shoot literally anybody a message on the team, and they'll be happy to give you their testimony and tell you all about it.
Hit me up. What's up?
Yeah. Message Forrest. Tell you all about it. Well, cool. Will, you want to sign us out?
Oh, as always, listeners, we appreciate the hell out of you guys.
We'll talk to you guys next week.